Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 6th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is watchOS 5.1.2. It's finally out. And that means the new ECG app is available on Apple Watch Series 4. The ECG app uses electrodes on the heart rate sensor in Digital Crown to take an electrocardiogram directly on the Apple Watch. ECG results are then saved on the iPhone in the Health app, and you could even share the results with your doctor as a PDF file. The ECG app takes just 30 seconds to capture enough data to indicate whether your heart rhythm shows signs of atrial fibrillation, a serious form of irregular heart rhythm, or sinus rhythm, which means your heart is beating in a normal pattern, according to Apple. The ECG app is limited to Series 4 watches in the U.S. and U.S. territories for now, which we expected, but it's also age-restricted to users 22 years old and older, which we didn't know before today. The new watchOS 5 update also includes, quote, the ability to receive an alert if an irregular heart rhythm that appears to be atrial fibrillation is detected, end quote, in the U.S., enables direct access to supported movie tickets, coupons, and reward cards in wallet when tapped to a contactless reader, adds notifications and animated celebrations when you achieve daily maximum points, that's 600, in a day during an activity competition, new infograph complications for mail, maps, messages, Find My Friends, Home, News, Phone, and Remote, and the ECG app also has a launcher, and the ability to manage your availability for a walkie-talkie from Control Center. 9 to 5 Mac's Guy Rambo also uncovered evidence today that suggests Apple could be working on the first smart battery case for iPhone X and iPhone XS. An icon found in the watchOS software appears to show an updated battery case, but Apple hasn't made a battery case for iPhones with wireless charging to date. The icon clearly shows the lightning connector, slim bezel cutout, and rotated camera cutout that matches the iPhone X shape, although Apple hasn't officially announced a new smart battery case since the iPhone 7 version. And following yesterday's iOS 12.1.1 update, AT&T has become the first major U.S. carrier to support the iPhone's dual SIM feature on iPhone XS, XR, and XS Max. Verizon appears to be planning support starting tomorrow as well, according to a leaked memo 9to5 Mac received. We've also got a guide on how to use the new real-time text protocol with Wi-Fi calling that's new to iPad, iPod Touch, and Mac this week. And on HomeKit Weekly, we've got recommendations for upgrading Christmas tree and holiday lights with HomeKit smart plugs and automation. These work for indoors and outdoors. Also check out youtube.com/9to5Mac for a hands-on look at all the new changes in iOS 12.1.1, and stay tuned for more coverage of the new ECG app on Apple Watch Series 4. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.